Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Hello, successful women. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, December 28, 2015. And as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a huge success. Can you believe that this is the last Monday of the year of 2015? You know, we have something to rejoice about. We have something to be thankful for. And that is because we were able to live the entire year and be able to push forward with our dreams, with our goals, and the things that we want in life and business. And you know what's so important? What's so important is that we must realize and be grateful for the opportunity, for the time that we have had throughout all of this year to push forward with those dreams and goals. Have you ever thought about it, that you have had all of these wonderful hours and seconds of time and how valuable that has been to you? Think about that today. I want to also say that I don't want anyone to be discouraged because they did not accomplish all of their dreams and goals for this year. You know, the thing that we have to get over as women is that we can't be perfect. We can't do everything and come out 100% every single time, because life is not like that, right? Life is going to throw us some curveballs. Life is not always predictable. But here's the thing that we do need to understand, and that is we are the managers of our lives. And that is just so very important for us to really get and for us to truly understand, because here's the thing. If you don't manage your life, I can tell you right now, someone else will. Other people, places, and things will take control of your life. And before you know it, it will be the end of 2016 next year, and you may not have accomplished even more goals and dreams. So again, realize that you are the manager of your life and that you have the responsibility for leading your life and for making sure that you have a fruitful life, for making sure that you have a joyful life, making sure that you have a peaceful life. Now, what happens is that when you realize that you're the manager of your life, you also begin to realize that there are certain things that are required of you in order for you to be that good manager, right? You know, you must improve some habits. You must, you know, drive your vision. You must do some things that are going to help you to be a good manager of your life. And again, that's all of us really want, is that we want to feel accomplished within ourselves, to know that we can properly manage our lives and that we can account for all of the time that we have lived in our life, that it's been good. And that's what's so very, very important. So as we are on this last Monday of the year, I am so thankful to all of you for listening to Successful Woman Radio and for being a part of the show. This coming year, we'll be going up on our 10th year live on the air every single Monday, come rain, shine, or holiday. We have always been on the air live for 1 hour every single Monday. So I take pride in that, because that is definitely an accomplishment. It's definitely a goal that I have been able to achieve, and so I'm excited about it. But I wouldn't be able to do it if it wouldn't have been for you, all of the listeners. So again, I want to thank you so much for your support and for letting other people know about Successful Woman Radio. I also want to thank all of you for taking good notes in the show and for implementing the things that you have learned throughout the year in your business and in your life. And I tell you, I get emails all of the time from individuals who are telling me that they have been able to really have some major breakthroughs just by listening at the show. So again, that is our whole goal, is to bless the life of a woman who is looking to push forward with her dreams and goals. And if we can bless just one person who really gets what we're doing on this radio show, what we're doing with sharing all of this information, then guess what? We will have fulfilled our goal on Successful Woman Radio. So again, a big thank you. I am so grateful for all of you. I hope that all of you have had a joyful holiday season thus far, doing something that is very, very important, and that is spending time with your family and realizing the reason for the season. How important is that, right? Our show theme during the month of December has been Do It Now. Again, our show theme all during the month of December has been Do It Now. You know, don't you think it's about time that you stop saying what you're going to do and actually put your action into words? I know that I do. And so today on this last Monday of the year, I'll be sharing with you the top five Do It Nows for 2016. In other words, what should you start running with come 2016? What do you need to do now? So get your pen and your notepad ready for information that you will be able to put to use. And of course, now is such a great time for those of you who have already tuned in to share the show with at least one business associate, one woman, one friend, one relative who you know needs a boost. They need motivation. They need encouragement. Now, the show is only going to be 30 minutes today during our holiday hours, so it's going to be important that you do it right now. Flash over on another line and share the show with one person. Just dial someone's number and say, hey, listen, Successful Woman Radio is live on the air. You need to listen today. Here's the show phone number for those of you with pen in hand. It is 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. And, of course, for those of you who are listening online, make sure that you share the show on your favorite social network, whether it be Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn or some other. All you need to do is just say, hey, Successful Woman Radio is live on the air right now. Go to blogtalkradio.com/Successful Woman Radio, spelled all the way out. Let me repeat that. To listen to the show from your desktop, laptop, smartphone, or other device, they can go to blogtalkradio.com/Successful Woman Radio. Want to remind everyone that if you missed any of our broadcasts this year, go to SuccessfulWomanRadio.com and simply look in your right-hand column, and there will be our Blog Talk player where you can listen at some of our previous radio shows and get information that you can put to use right away in your life or your business. Want to go ahead and start off right now at 12:08 p.m. with I Believe in the Power of Me. This is our last time for me to read this out loud on the show this year. Four questions that you can ask yourself at any time, however often that you need to gain that dose of clarity that you need for yourself, okay? So these four questions, ladies, you know, just because I'm going to stop reading them on this year on the show doesn't mean that you shouldn't keep moving forward with them. Those four questions are, number one, am I clear on my vision and what I want to experience? You know, vision is so very, very important, and I harp on it a lot. I really talk about vision a lot because I've seen what it has done for me in my life and how it has given me clarity. And so, again, if you have not yet picked up the pen and transferred those thoughts that are in your mind onto paper, then I want to encourage you to do it before the year is over. I want you to carve out some time that you can get in your quiet space or that quiet place in your mind and write down your vision. Don't make it complicated. Don't feel like you have to write a paragraph. Just do it in bullet points and say to yourself, in 2016, the next 90 days, this is what I want to experience, and just bullet point it. Here's number two, and I believe in the power of me. Have I identified habits that are interfering with my success? You know, habits are something that I think, just like I truly believe that we need to understand more about our subconscious mind, habits really have a lot to do with the subconscious mind because they are what makes us tick. They help us to function on a daily basis. And however, there are habits that work against us. Do you know what the habits you have are, the ones that work against you? Because if you can figure that out, then you can figure out habits that you need to embrace and adopt to overcome for that, to compensate for that, and push forward with your goals. And, of course, number three, and I believe in the power of me, is have I created goals and tasks to support my vision. Of course, I believe that goals are the cornerstone for everything that we want to accomplish and do in this life. I believe goals are the foundation for our manifestation. What does that mean? Writing it down on paper, once you have declared your vision and know what it is that you want to experience, when you write down those goals, they are helping you to start implementing what it is that you need to do to accomplish your vision, right? And last but not least, number four, have I set short-term goals to generate the power within me? Well, I think women in particular, as women, we really need to feel and experience short spurts of accomplishment because it allows us to get even more self-motivated. It allows us to have conviction within ourselves that we know that we can do something. So short-term goals are very important. And so you may have to break your goals down into, you know, if it's going to take you a year to do something, then you need to break those goals down into, 7-day goals, 30-day goals, 90-day goals. You need to be able to see things progressing as you move forward with accomplishing whatever your vision is. And so it's about keeping focused on your goals and knowing the results you want to see. It's about knowing that and having that clarity. That's what it's about on the journey of business. You never want to drive somewhere that you don't know where you're going, right? That's so very important to understand. And so, again, I want to encourage you that even though I won't be reading these four questions for 2016, it doesn't mean that you can't keep on. And for that matter of fact, create your own questions, questions that you need to be asking yourself to gain the clarity that you need to be a successful woman. For those of you that have just tuned in, welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show. This is Trina Newby, your host and your business success coach. I am so excited to be with you today on this last Monday of 2015 as we move forward, giving you information that you will be able to put to use. I want to share with you an excerpt from a book that I really love, and it's called Breaking the Spirit of Average, 7 Keys to Turn Your Average into Awesome by Joseph B. Washington. And you know what? I have read excerpts from this book before, and of course, I am an avid book reader, and I believe that books can change the world and they can change the people that live in it. And of course, this is one of the books that I want to recommend. Are you ready to break the spirit of average yourself? And that is, in order for us to be successful women, we can't live mediocre lives. We can't straddle the fence, and we can't be undecisive, right? We have to be women of our word. And we have to do what we say that we are going to do. And we have to stop doing all of that frivolous talking and being so excited to tell people what we want to do and how we're going to do it, but never implement it. But we have definitely got to be a word up woman. And that's what it's all about in success. In his book, again, Breaking the Spirit of Average, he talks about four reasons people do not set goals. He says a lot of people simply don't realize how important it is to truly set goals. Have you ever asked a young person what he hopes to accomplish in the next 5 years and received a blank look at this response? He says young people don't understand that life will slip away in a flash and all their dreams will still be swimming around in their heads. They have a vague idea of what they want the future to look like, but they have never articulated it. They don't realize that if they don't take control of their destiny, the hectic nature of life will take control of them. The author says setting a goal is just as important as having a destination in mind when you get into your car. Does having a destination guarantee that there will not be some bumps along the road? Of course not. You may have to stop and get out the map or ask for directions, but if you have no idea where you're traveling to, you will use up all your gas getting nowhere. You need to move beyond fantasizing about a life you will never have and put your desires into concrete terms. Only then can you make actual progress towards breaking the pattern of mediocrity and the spirit of average. He says one of the reasons why people don't do goals is they don't know how. Some people I meet, he says, are very intimidated by the idea of setting goals. They're not sure how to articulate their dreams in concrete words. He says, I know a lot of talented people who are eager to learn, but they have no idea how to put their dreams on a timeline. They have images in their heads, but they struggle to translate those images into sentences. He says, I want to remind you that the more you read, the easier it will be to articulate your goals. In other words, the more you consume things that are written clearly, the easier it will be for you to produce clear sentences of your own. So as you read daily, jot down the phrases or sentences that catch your attention. Take notes on your thoughts or keep a journal, and before you know it, you are setting goals. He says the next reason that people don't set goals is they don't want to experience rejection. Don't I know that all too well? None of us want to be rejected, right? He says many people are self-conscious about setting goals. They are afraid that other people will think their goals are either petty and small or outrageously unrealistic. Maybe as a child, they told someone they wanted to be a doctor and received a laughing response. They are so terrified of relieving that moment, so they play it safe. As a result, they virtually guarantee they will remain average. The very nature of putting your goals into words make you vulnerable for other people to criticize or reject them. He says, use common sense. Don't bother to share your goals with people who don't support you as a person. Talk with those who have the best interest at heart. Of course, it is possible that they may not respond the way you want, but if you want to break the spirit of average, you have to take that risk. He says the third reason why people really fear setting their goals is they fear failure itself. Setting a goal means you are sticking your neck out. You're declaring something specific that you want to accomplish and leaving yourself vulnerable to failure. This is very real, and I'm not going to gloss over it for you, he says. Now, let me put your mind at ease. Everyone's at one time or another. Any student getting his MBA knows that failure is part of the business cycle. Successful people always fail at something before they succeed. Here is something else to keep in mind, he says. Average people are afraid of failure. People who break the spirit of average are more afraid of doing nothing than of failing. Here is the most important thing you must learn about failure, he says. Failure is never final until you, and I repeat, until you give up. When you just lie down and refuse to do anything, you're doomed. As long as you're determined to keep trying, your failure is not final. And this is so important, and I hope that you guys have embraced this as the author, Joseph B. Washington, of the book Breaking the Spirit of Average, talks about why people don't accomplish goals and why it's so important to set goals and to not just set goals, but to actually implement them. So hopefully you have received that, and perhaps you have had an aha moment while we have been talking about why people, most people, don't set goals. I want to go ahead right now, and I also want to move into talking about our thing that has been going on all this month, Do It Now. And today I'm going to be sharing the top five to do it now that you need to know for 2016. So I hope that you guys have your pen and your notepad ready. I want to go ahead and move on with number one in the top five do it now for 2016. Number one is that you really do have to have a blueprint or a strategy. One of the reasons why I think that people fail in business, one of the reasons why they don't see money coming into their business and why they aren't able to close the sale is that they really have no real clear system of how their business should function. What about you? Do you know what is supposed to happen from the time someone calls you about your business, about your services or your products, until they have become a customer and said, yes, I want some of what you have? What happens all in between? You know, how do you follow up? How do you process an order? How do you sell that service? How do you close that sale? If you don't have a blueprint or a strategy, then guess what? You're working in the blind. And when you work in the blind, you get blind results, okay, that are going to lead you to nowhere. So top five do it now, have a blueprint or a strategy, which is so very, very important. Let's go ahead and move on to number two as we discuss the top five do it now for 2016. Now, that was number five. Okay, have a blueprint or a strategy ready. Here is number four in the top five do it now. Number four is cash flow, cash flow, cash flow. Okay, and write it three times because it's just that important. You definitely need to have a cash flow planned out. And what is a cash flow? A cash flow is an accounting system that allows you to have write down all of your expenses and be able to deduct them from all of your income, the money coming into your business. And you must know what's coming in and you must know what's going out in order for you to know how much profit you're going to have. Now, cash flows, there's three ways for you to look at cash flows, okay? You can look at a cash flow in that a cash flow can help you to forecast. If you do a projected cash flow, it can help you to forecast how many clients you need. It can help you to forecast your sales goals. It can help you to figure out whether you actually need to invest your hard-earned dollars in a particular project or an opportunity or move on into another section in your business. It can help you with all of that. So cash flow is very, very important. And so I say that it is right up there with the top five do it now. That's number four, cash flow. So again, number five was have a blueprint or strategy, and number four was cash flow, cash flow. Now we're moving on into number three, which I think is very, very important, and that is balance your role, okay? Balance your roles, and I should say with an S, balance your roles, R-O-L-E-S. You guys have always heard me talk about the book E-Myth, and again, I recommend that as like one of the top books that you should be reading for 2016. If you truly want to look at processes and systems and understand why strategies are so important, all you need to do is read The E-Myth by Michael Gerber, G-E-R-B-E-R. Well, in his book, he has three roles that must be played in every business. It really has to be. And those three roles are technician, laborer, manager, and entrepreneur, visionary. Okay? Those are the three roles that have to be played in the business. However, when you are a solopreneur, it's very, very difficult to play those three roles. So number three, I say in the top five do it now, is really learn how to balance your roles. Now, that's not saying that those three roles have to have equal percentages amongst them. No. Some of you may need to be the entrepreneur visionary 75% of the way, while the other 25% is broken up with the manager role and the labor role. But what I find all too often with solo entrepreneurs is that most solo entrepreneurs, most micro business owners, home-based business owners, direct sales people, always stay in the labor role. And really, the manager role only comes into play when there is an emergency. And when the business is almost about to fail, the entrepreneur visionary role kicks in and starts saying, what do I need to do to make this business successful? How do I turn this business around? Well, what you need to understand is, you know, which is the most important of those three roles? The entrepreneur visionary is the most important. And then after that would be management, and then comes labor. So while all three of these roles are very important, for each business has to have its own entrepreneurial number. And what is that? What does that mean? Well, do you remember the commercial sleep number that everybody has a sleep number that fits with their own body that makes them comfortable? Well, just like the sleep number, everybody has their own entrepreneurial number, and we're in where you balance those three roles. And so for you, what percentage of your time must be spent in the entrepreneur visionary role? What percentage of your time must be spent in the manager's role? And what percentage of your time must be spent in the labor role? And only you can identify that. So again, quickly, you first start out by simply dedicating and committing the number of hours that you're going to work in your business. You start there. And then based on all of the to-do items that you have listed and whether or not you're delegating, you determine what percentage of the time that you've committed to has to go to labor, has to go to management, and has to go to entrepreneur visionary. And I'm going to be talking about that more in January as we continue to move on with how to be better with leading our business, which moves on to number two. Number two in the top five, do it now, is master your leadership skills, okay? Master your leadership skills, and that's so very, very important. Now, why is that important? Because the one thing that I have learned throughout all of my 25-plus years in business, I have learned that leadership is definitely high up there with the number two thing that needs to be happening in your business. If you're not a good leader, none of the things that I talk about all throughout the year, none of those things are important. They can't even be implemented, okay? And so here's what you need to understand. If you have not developed your leadership skills, that could be the reason why certain things aren't being done. That could be why you're having such a hard time possibly with delegation. That could be why you aren't understanding why you have to let up some of the income coming in your business, why you have to let some of that go so that you can subcontract and hire individuals to help you do what you don't do best, right? And so leadership skills are very, very important because you can lose all that you have, but when you are a good leader, you can gain it all back again because you know how to lead people. You know how to lead yourself. You know how to create a blueprint or strategy and then implement it. So leadership skills are very, very important. You are going to make 2016 the year that you bust out running with your goals and your dreams and your aspirations. Then leadership skills have to be right up there. So what do you need to be doing? You need to be reading more, one book per month. One book per month that can help change your life. Choose the books that will help you to best be the leader for your business industry, whether it's personal development or business, a business book itself, right? Then look at your leadership skills. What are your habits with leading? Is your time management up to par? Is your organization skills up to par? Are you doing good with goal setting? Do you truly know how to set goals, or is it just a common two words that you know about and you think you know how to set, but maybe you've not accomplished your goals? And I would say if you've not accomplished at least 75 to 80% of your goals, you can always be learning more about properly goal setting, right? Number one in the top five do it nows for 2016, I have to give it to it, is all about vision, okay? So number one is vision. Okay, and it will always be number one in anything that I totally recommend, because a woman that has no vision, she has no clarity, she has no focus. And so, again, you must have vision. So there you go. The top five do it now. Number five was have a blueprint or strategy in place. Number four was cash flow, cash flow, cash flow, you know, incorporate it in all that you do. Number three was balance your roles between laborer, manager, and entrepreneur. Number two was master your leadership skills. That's right. Be the woman. Be the master of your leadership skills. And number one was vision. So there you have it. Top five, do it now for 2016. start running with it and making it happen in your business. Last but not least, I just want to remind you that we have some great events coming up in 2016 at Women About Biz. Got our Smart Business Women Set Goals coming up on January 9th, which is a Saturday. This is a paid teleclass. It does include the workbook, and I know that you're going to love it. And of course, if you're interested in our group coaching program, our Workflow 101 starts back again on on the 11th of January. I don't think that's a Saturday. I think it may be a Monday. So check that out. All at womenaboutbiz.com. In the top menu bar, just hold your mouse over events. Don't forget, we've got networking events. We have our Busy Woman's virtual networking happening on the 19th. We've got so many things coming up in January for you, so make sure you check it out. We've come to the end of the show, and I just want to say again, thank you for being a listener of Successful Woman Radio. Make sure you mark your calendar for every Monday in 2016 at 12 noon Eastern Time and get your dose of inspiration. Happy New Year to all of you, and I love you with the love of God, and I look forward to giving you successful information that will help you on your journey to success. Take care, everybody. Happy New Year again. Bye-bye.